Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He should know if he's kept his original bill of sale.
Right.
He is entitled to store credit.
Yes.
So yeah, if he can produce the original bill of sale,
that is not
send a facsimile and we can give you store credit. Ooh, this is a tough one for the South. Virginia, Iowa.
It's Virginia. It's got to be. Iowa's going to run out of steam.
Can I go with Iowa?
I was going to say Iowa, too.
Come on, let's just take a gamble. Let's do Iowa.
Yeah.
We're gambling in the wrong direction.
All right, we'll go with Virginia. I'm with him. Did you ever ask your father if, during your infancy, he used you as a political prop?
I have not, but I can text him right now.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Did you ever use me? It's just like, you know,
and if you
know
ask,
going
what
out
do you
to
mean?
Rallies.
It's like the baby in The Lion King holds me up at the rally.
Absolutely.
But it's like an Italian song, isn't
it? Yeah. I've got to feed this baby. Re-elect me.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stop mugging.
So with my new lighting scheme, can you see more of my flaws?
No, I see more of your perfection.
What flaws?
Exactly.
Just kind of, we got a new light in here that my son will never use for an unboxing video, so I'm just trying to...
Oscar, is it not called a Diva light?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually fits you a little better.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Yeah, I know. I know your vibe when you came in today. Anyway, it's a diva light because I'm a big fat diva.
But I bought it for your son originally. I bought it for your son originally.
Well, I'm not happy about Mrs. O'Mara and my son not getting on the pony with that.
I figured it was 50-50 because he's five.
Well, I had nothing to do with it. So I didn't. I literally had nothing to do with it.
And
you stayed
removed, and then you were disappointed. You got sucked in. You got swept up. And you got disappointed. Nothing has been unboxed yet.
You know what I'm not disappointed in?
What?
The TMOS Yak Shack.
Oh, I love the Yak Shack.
TMOS Yak Shack, which we take your calls today on the TMOS Yak Shack. We're going to start it right here today. And today on the TMOS Yak Shack, we will feature not one.
Oh?
But two super drunk guys.
Oh, great.
And listen, I'm not looking for just drunks. All right. I'm looking for anything you want to talk about. And I like people identifying themselves.
Isn't that your reality show that you're pitching to Lifetime? Just Drunks?
Super Drunk Guys.
Oh, I thought it was called Just Drunks.
But Drunk History is hysterical.
Yes.
We watched, but Drunk History plays out after a while, you know, for me, at least. I mean, but the first time
I agree.
I laughed hysterically. Let's open the Yak Shack right now. And he's going to hear it again.
Shack.
There it is. Okay. Let's open up the Yak Shack and see who's on the line. The first call comes from Super Drunk Guy number one. Let's listen, okay. Shall we? Here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm Eric from Lodi. I just turned down my radio right now. Hold on. Turn that off right now. Lodi, California.
Ah.
I'm Buzz. It is right now. I think. Hold on. 12:23 in the morning. I love you guys. You guys are the best. I listen to you guys every day. I don't know what else to say. I've seen you guys in Reno at the live show. I took my brother with me.
What?
We both love the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. I love you.
Oh, dear.
Everyone. Mike, Rob, Oscar, he's always the best. Just keep on doing what you guys do.
What?
You know, whatever.
Thank you, Super Drunk Guy. Oh, wait.
Oh, there's more, Mike.
He's not done yet.
All right. Good night. Love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what's great about
this
that?
This has been a great idea from the beginning. I love it. We don't have to, you know, you just, whenever anybody wants to call. Oh, by the way, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. That's the number. That's 888-920-6673. You can leave a call on the TMOS Yak Shack whenever you want.
He, for a while, was pretending not to be drunk. And then at about the third act of that call, he just gave up.
But he's a nice drunk.
Yeah, when he said, hey, I brought my brother.
Very nice drunk.
Brought my brother.
Like, this is the nicest drunk I've met in years.
Yeah, he's
like.
A very good guy.
Very nice. Let's take another call on the TMOS Yak Shack, shall we? Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Take it away.
Hey, y'all. Luke Bryan here. I was recently informed that a principal of the Mike O'Mara Show is a closeted fan of mine. So I wanted to give a shout out to Rob B. Speewack and let him know that. What's that? Two B's? All right. Well, Rob B. Speewack, I don't know if it's my Kermit the Frog voice, my big doughy puppy dog eyes, or my ridiculously tight jeans, but whatever works for you, buddy. I appreciate you as a fan. Keep it tight, Rob. So long, everybody. Bye bye. Ciao, ciao.
Rob, the next call on our Yak Shack comes from a problem child. Now, we told everybody
it's you open
can take
door
comments,
policy, yes.
criticisms, anything you want. But, hey, if you're going to give, you might get a little bit. And I'm not sure whether I'm going to handle the answer here, which Rob and I will have the same answer to this
okay.
guy. But well, let's go to this guy who has a problem with some of our content. All right.
Hey, this is Chris in Iowa City, and the Yak Shack appears to be somewhat plagiarism. As Captain Steve had the boogie check on KCJJ in Iowa City.
All right, a-hole. Let me tell you this, all right? I'll start it, but the boogie check.
Like a
which
booger?
Was an idea. No, it's a way of taking phone calls. Oh, this guy boogie. Seems to think that Captain Steve invented the idea of taking phone calls and called it a boogie check. First of all, Don Geronimo called it a boogie check, which he stole from...
John Records Landecker.
John Records Landecker, who may have probably stolen it from somebody else. But the boogie check, the phone answering on the boogie check, my Iowa friend, has been around for, you know.
And also, a long time. Your whole thing is flawed because these are not live calls. The notion of the boogie check was live calls. These are pre-recorded calls.
Pre-recorded. You understand? Pre-recorded.
So check your own boogie.
Is that
a-hole?
Is that a Captain Steve Mark? Like, he really loves Captain Steve.
That might have been Captain,
Captain Steve.
Yeah, we do.
I'm a Steve Bridges addict. He's the most loyal radio contact I've ever had in my entire existence.
But, like, we never get, like, first contact with these guys. Like,
you think it's a plant?
That's what I'm saying. It's somebody.
Oh, my God.
That guy got a call and he says, hey, I want you to call up Mike and tell him he stole the boogie check from me.
We'll have to call him. We'll have to call Steve Bridges, and of course, call him during his show because there's no other time I'll ever speak to him.
Well, other than if you ever talk to
him,
if you think he's low energy when we call him during his show, try calling him like at 4 o'clock when he's like, "Yeah."
Does he go home? When does he home?
He goes home on Tuesdays.
All right, let's take another call on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Hey, this is Chili's 275 Vacaville calling with my order. I need 6 cases iceberg, 2 cases romaine, 1 red cabbage, 1 shredded carrot, 8 cases tomato, 2 cases 5x5 tomato, 1 red bell pepper, 1 green red bell pepper, 2 zucchini, 2 yellow squash, 3 onion, and 14 cases french fries. Thanks, guys.
Guys. Oh my God. The TMOS Yak Chat. And here, so well done.
Yeah.
So well done that I had to go back and listen and make sure that I have no idea. I wouldn't be able to tell you whether it was a legitimate mistake or whether it was a fake guy, but it was well done.
I thought it was when he doesn't
ordering produce for a Chili's.
When he doesn't pluralize the produce, he says 4 case tomato. One case onion.
Yeah, sounds real.
That sounds
like
real.
The guy has experience. Yeah, he's done it before. Yeah. Probably a manager. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, guys. This is Jeff in Frederick, Maryland. I'm a 20-year-plus listener, and I just have a quick question for the Yak Shack. In the early days of the podcast, I bought a TMOS T-shirt with Cartoon Mike on the front, and I've worn it probably once a week for the last 10 years or so. And last week, as I reached back behind my head to pull it off, it tore right in the top of the back of the shirt. So I'm wondering if I can get a replacement T-shirt due to the clearly shoddy workmanship of this T-shirt. All right. Thanks a lot. Hope to see that shirt in the mail soon. Thanks.
All right. About T-shirts. All right. Hold on. I have a strong feeling about it. It's time. It's time. It's been too long. It's time for now. Our resident t-shirt guru, Oscar Santana, has his strategies for doing this. Oscar, we've done it so many different ways in the past. We've used graphic mm-hmm. people that we use.
Yes.
We've had listeners submit logos. All I can tell you from my end of things is, I want a t-shirt. I want one for here. My cousin's wife just said that there's a guy up in Maine that adores this show and wants a t-shirt. And I was able to, I couldn't say we have a t-shirt. It's time. How do we get
there? Why don't I start with saying that guy is absolutely right. Getting your t-shirt off with one hand is almost impossible.
And also he should know if he kept his original bill of sale, he is entitled to store credit.
Yes.
So if he can produce the original bill of sale,
that is not
send a facsimile
true.
And we can give you store credit.
It. Do you ever take anything seriously when I'm trying to do something here? I want
on
a
Monday
new t-shirt.
We will have a new t-shirt shop open. Mark my words.
You mean it's that you
I've
have
been
you been working
on
it
this for some time? Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. Did you know that?
I don't think he's telling the truth, but that's exciting.
Do you think is he lying?
I think that he probably...
I'm just going to say that and say, I've been waiting to figure out when we're going to launch this.
But, I mean, it's something that, like, we have a new
t-shirt. We have something else we're going to launch soon that we're going to announce.
Oh, that's true.
So we don't launch two things at one time, but if you want it now, I can get it to you by Monday, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, I'd like to have a really good generic TMOS t-shirt.
That's what you'll have on Monday, and then we can
open
up.
You talked me out of the hats. Nobody likes hats anymore,
when we
right?
talked about the hats, 2 months ago?
About, yes.
I started making the inroads for what our t-shirt play would be. And as you know, we have a big announcement coming up.
Yeah.
So we don't want to announce two things at once because they would cannibalize each other.
True.
So we're going to do them at the same time?
Well, now I said you could have it on Monday.
No, we don't
want
to do two things at once.
I'm
just
giving you what you want.
All right. What do I want?
What do you really, really want?
Ideally,
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Ideally, we would make our big announcement and then we would launch the store. To do it at the same time doesn't make sense.
All right.
But we can talk about that offline. But when you want it, you can have it.
Well, I want a t-shirt.
Okay.
You shall have it.
What size?
I want a t-shirt in a synthetic material like this one.
Oh, like a wicking material?
Yeah. No. You can't have everything.
I got pony on an extra small.
Let me ask this.
I want one with a pocket.
As far as
you want a pocket?
T-shirts. Yes. Yeah. Gentlemen, you wear t-shirts. Do you wear down up north, they'd say, now that I'm officially a real Floridian?
Floridian.
Most, almost exclusively.
Do you have a question for us regarding our wardrobe?
Most of my t-shirts that I wear are either partially synthetic or all synthetic. Like I wear activewear.
Activewear.
I don't. The cotton t-shirt is not something that I wear. And my question is, what does everybody want? What does everybody really want? What I really, really want. What I want, I want to
really
want.
My logic would be that the shirts that you have cost more money to make.
Yes.
Which in turn costs more money to sell.
Yeah, and the shirts I wear are pretty much for exercise
like
and that type
out,
of
golfing,
thing. You know, even doing this
humidity.
Show, I'm comfortable. Yes. But they're so comfortable.
And
you get them at like Walmart,
but even
Oscar.
Even,
you get them like Russell Athletic wear at Walmart.
But they're not. Are they as soft as cotton?
Yeah.
They don't. They don't feel synthetic-y?
I don't know what this is. This is a mix.
Cotton
but normally,
would say otherwise. I also want to highlight, Mike, that some people have man boobs. Guys do. And those,
yeah, I have man boobs, but I wear the big size, so I'm fine. You know, I mean, I don't know. Listen, we're just
moves.
Talking out loud right here.
I know, trying to figure.
You know,
that's true.
Do you have that? Why do you know that term? I want a t-shirt. I want a t-shirt. I want a t-shirt. A t-shirt.
Why don't we do
that? I want a hat. No, it's
top of mind.
On the way.
Let's say. Look, on Monday, Mike, I'll have everything in the background ready to go. So when you want to launch
but
it, you know
it's
there.
But you want to make the big announcement before we announce the t-shirt.
I think that would be
the
appropriate way, yes.
I'm fine with that. I'm perfectly okay
Pony,
with that. I didn't.
We'll let Pony build it out in the background, so when we're ready, we're ready.
Yeah.
Cool?
By the way, with the store, so you're saying it's going to be a whole store?
Yes.
Will there be hats on the store?
I talked to my contact about that.
Yeah.
He said... that hats can sell, it all depends, but they're not big sellers because people don't know how they fit on their head.
Mm. Oh, good point. All right. Oh, I'm wide open. Yeah. I'm being mellow on this. Don't. Yeah.
No, you are. We talked about it last time, and that's when we immobilized.
All right. Well, that's for the guy that called in.
I'm not anti T-shirt.
All right. Well, let's get another call on the TMOS
Yak Tech
right now.
Anti shirt.
Yes, this is room 715. I'd like to place a room service order of the seafood lasagna, the tandoori chicken.
I've not heard this.
Some cheese.
Cheese.
2 pints of chocolate milk and the creme brulee. And a mincemeat pie as well. And place that. Charge to Mr. Underhill in room 620. Thank you.
Was that James Amato?
It sounded like Mr. Amato.
Yeah, I think it might
sound like Mr. Amato.
And the Underhill was a callback to Fletch, because Fletch charged everything at the country club to the Underhill room.
See, you picked up on that. I just thought it was some a-hole call. That's all. we got to wrap it up. But how about this is drunk guy number two?
Oh, good.
I usually save the best for last.
That's
on the TMOS.
It's a capper, Mike.
Yak Shack on our last call on the Yak Shack today. Let's play it.
Hey. Drunk Brian, and I'm from Butte, and I wanted to say that I think that Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy is not the worst song that was ever made.
Okay.
I think if you like what the hell's his name, if you like his music,
what?
You'd like
what?
This song as well. Because it's just like all of the other songs that he's done. And I think it's gotten a lot of crap just because it was Eddie Murphy and he was popular at the time. And you know, it's like if something now was popular.
Yeah.
It's like the Nickelback of the 80s or something.
Yeah.
But if you look back on it, it's Rick James.
Ah.
If you like Rick James stuff, you'll like this song.
What?
I mean, as good as any of the other Rick James songs. Which I happen to like.
Oh, good.
And I happen to like Party All the Time.
Full circle.
So.
Point made.
There
he goes. There he is. Thank you.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Call us anytime, 888-920-6673. Please do. You know, hey,
talented.
I'll let you go. That, if I play that crap on the Yak Shack, I'll play anything, and now we can start the goddamn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So, gentlemen, let's discuss the prospect of ending the war tonight. So the way I see it, since Hitler's death of possible rescue rests solely on my reaction, if I do nothing, it's as if I'm causing his death even more than yourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
I guess so.
Aldo Rain.
How about you, Yudovich?
I guess so, too.
Gentlemen, I have no intention of killing Hitler and killing Goebbels and killing Goering and killing Bormann, not to mention winning the war single-handedly for the Allies, only later to find myself standing before a Jewish tribunal. If you want to win the war tonight, we have to make a deal.
What kind of deal?
What kind you wouldn't have the authority to make. However, I'm sure this mission of yours has a commanding officer. A general. I'm betting for OSS would be my guess. Ooh! That's a bingo. Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Bingo! How fun!
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. If you're new, willkommen.
Bingo.
That's a bingo. And for the long timers, thank you. We truly appreciate your support. And we're one big happy family. And if you're new to us, hey, the family has one big party every year. So,
yes.
Stay tuned. You never know when that's going to be announced. It's a very, very exciting time. And we love our fans. We love getting together with our fans. We rely on the passion of our listening audience, and we thank you. From Hilliard, Washington to Sproul, Pennsylvania, from Omaha, Nebraska to Lodi, California, from Gresham, Oregon to London, England, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Powerful advice from Cornerstone First Financial. They love talking about interest rates because that's their biz, man.
Fun.
Hey, man. Interest rates are down a full percentage point from their peak last fall. That's thanks to the economy slowing down. The Fed has been giving signals that there will be only two rate increases instead of the four that they had originally predicted. Rates are back around 4%, and with the spring home market right upon us, it's time to act. Whether you're buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. All you have to do is click on their banner. It's on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or give them a call at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And Rob, regarding the Yak Shack.
Yes.
I know you gave me the pony thing and then you sent me your thing, okay? So you get your thing from the pony thing and then send it to my thing, right?
Well, I think now that I see how this is falling out, the best way for us to handle the Yak Shack is I will extract the calls from the pony thing.
That's the way
I'd like email
it.
Them to
because
you. And that
I,
way you can
I get your thing, and when you send me your things, I just go boo, 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 go right through
and
it.
And also,
when I looked at the other thing, which was some sort of weird, convoluted thing,
it was a shared Google document.
Didn't care for it.
No, and you know what the problem
had trouble
is?
Trouble negotiating it. Terrible.
They don't make it that easy.
And the problem, and the other problem is that when I send them to you, well, actually, this is a solution. I number them. Otherwise, they have
which
some sort
great.
Of weird, you know,
yeah,
computer
you
code attached.
Like, I need a 5, 4, 7,
no, I just
1
through 18,
MP3.
And boom. And that's how you contact the Yak Shack.
I do not see myself getting bored with the Yak Shack, simply because of the limited number of calls we take and the fact that anybody can call about anything. I like it. I
like what
it
is. It's what we like to call vistas of comedic opportunity.
All right, so we've gotten that taken care of. Thank you for your calls on the Yak Shack. I will tell you this. As I look, I hold in my hand.
Hi-o.
The NCAA bracket. And at some point on the show today, I also want to talk to Maddie Masiello and find out about her world.
Yes.
All right, so and that'll require her coming from there into here. I don't want to do it on... All right, so be aware of that. But the brackets.
Yes,
brackets.
Here's the question. I've got a news story that I wish I could tell you right now about the brackets, but it's the chances of winning, which are non-existent,
right,
to get a perfect bracket. But I have to ask, is this super boring? Because this, to me, I am not a basketball fan, and I'm looking at the million and one teams we have here, and I'm just curious as to whether we should even bother.
It is the hottest million. Story in America today.
It is, especially once you get into the games, Mike. If you were gambling on this, the amount of bets that can be placed right now, this is, for lack of a better term, the Super Bowl of a gambler's life.
Except, of course, you're referring to the Super Bowl.
No, just for the amount of different bets you can put on for each team.
It is equivalent to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I agree.
How do you want to do our bracket? Do we want to do separate brackets, each guy, or what do you want to do?
Do you want to do one bracket for the show?
Since
you are the principal of this program,
yes,
we coach you through your bracket. Three different
Thank
brackets.
You, Marcus.
Three different brackets don't.
Have you ever picked 64 games?
Why don't we do this?
Yes.
I think what you're saying, why don't we do it as a
collective
committee?
Okay. Yes.
A committee,
yes.
And this will be the Mike O'Mara Show bracket.
And we'll see
and
who
we
has true insight into these teams.
Right.
And Pony, right, feel free to weigh in.
And Maddie, too.
Maddie, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Okay. I'm ready to believe you. So we start
in the
with
east. In the east.
The east. The east is Duke.
Yes.
against North Carolina. You know what I hate?
It's North Dakota State because they won their game.
See, you know what it is? It's NCCCDDDNNDDKTT.
Because you have because that was the bracket that was determined by yesterday's game.
It's the font size.
The font size is not good.
What is that school with all the letters? No, what the hell is that?
What happened is North Carolina Central played North Dakota State to determine who got the 16th
seed. Playing game.
In the state.
See, I'm already showing my... But you got to go with Duke, right?
Of course, the number one seed. Yeah.
They got Zion. He's actually playing. Heavy
hold
favorites.
On, my pen's not
heavy favorites.
Use your pen 15.
Where the hell's my pen? Oh, I got it. Hold on.
He's got his pen.
I picked pen 15 all the way. Pennsylvania.
Boy, you
want to
know
University.
How you're old? How? Reach from a chair to get a pen. That'll show.
When you got back upright, were you lightheaded?
God damn it. Honest to God. Talk about lack of flexibility. You know, not hurting the golf game, though.
Oh. Attaboy, right. What'd you shoot yesterday?
80.
Nice. And on the back nine?
All right, stop it. All right, Duke is the first one.
Right.
Duke.
This is another one with my handwriting.
Don't worry.
Have someone on the staff print these out at the end of the day.
I'm using my Charles Schultz-like penmanship on this.
Oh, we have to go. Do we now? Here's the first opportunity to go with our heads or our hearts. We have the VCU Rams of Rob Spiewak against...
And Julius Spiewak now, probably, so...
And
eight
what is,
versus
what
nine.
What is UCF?
Oh, it's Central Florida.
Okay. How come I don't know these?
I really don't.
Oh, UCF is UCF. I thought it was like the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation.
I thought it was channels 14 through 72.
UCF. So we have to go. Are we going with our hearts?
Oh, no, Mike, you have a conflict.
Why?
Florida.
I'm not in Central Florida.
Know,
that's where the Villages is. Where you get 90-year-old people like having key parties and getting herpes.
Oh dear, the White Rocks in
Central
the yard.
Central Florida, the bad
villages.
Part of Florida.
Yeah.
where people go to theme parks and fart in their sinkholes.
My late father-in-law spent his declining years in the Villages. A lot of actions.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is gross.
A guy came back. A guy down here. I can do it. We'll do a segment on the Villages.
Okay.
I'll do it. I promise you, I will do a deep dive on the Villages today, and we will talk about the Villages in Florida. I will gather every story that I can, and they are multifold.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go with VCU?
Yes. Please. Rams, Rams, Rams.
Good for you.
This is going to be a 40-minute segment here. By the way, the people that hate sports games are hitting this right now.
Mike, you know, they say VCU sort of has a Red Sox international hatred mystique now because they were the underdog for so long. And then after they had two good runs, they're sort of really embracing the success. And so a lot of people hate VCU right now.
Why would they be have the Red Sox mystique? They haven't won the tournament. They
the
tournament.
They went to the Final Four 3 years ago?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
But after years of not even making the bracket,
yes,
and so they've been big headed.
Well, they're
about
middle
it.
Of the pack. They're yes, mi- they're,
they are
they're,
exactly
their ranking
middle.
Is middle of the pack.
Exactly
they're number
the middle.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
And UCF Central Florida is number nine, so that should be a very good basketball game.
Yes,
Mississippi State against Liberty.
Mm. Choose Liberty, Mike.
Yeah, I think because I mean, as
there's
good
some
Americans,
MAGA hats in that bracket. Let me tell you that right now, MAGA hats. Who are we going with?
Liberty.
Liberty.
Always choose
really?
Liberty.
Really, Liberty? You want to
go?
Yeah. All right. Wait, no. Hold on a second.
It's Let's, your bracket.
Before
it's
we
your
put
bracket.
It, well, you got Liberty is 12 and Mississippi State's 5.
But that's our
Liberty.
Underdog. This is how we win the $1 million.
Liberty. 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 Liberty.
I'm not going to allow it. I'm sorry. This
He's
is my
overruled.
First total veto. We're going with Mississippi State.
Not wrong.
All right. Well, throw your money away.
No liberty.
No, obviously.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah, it is a dictatorship.
We have number 4, Virginia Tech, against the number 13 seed in the East, St. Louis. St. Louis.
A lot of Virginia Tech listeners because
Tech.
Of our because
gotta
of
go
our
with the
Hokies. I think so, yeah.
Virginia Tech, VT. All right. I'll just put VT. How about that? Now, there's one that I would know. VT, Virginia Tech. I see it on bumper.
Now, there's one I would know.
Maryland against Belmont.
Ooh.
Chris Freights, Chris Freights, Chris Freights,
Maryland.
Freights,
yeah. Maryland.
We're doing the whole Homer bracket, which means we got a big loser on
now,
our.
Now Maryland's going to win it for Luke Freights,
well, in honor of Oscar Santana, who went to the Mr. Smith goes to Washington School of Business.
What did he go back to college? Did you do that?
All right, here we go. LSU
what?
Against Yale. There's no question, LSU.
Of course. Yale will drop their calculators.
Well, most of those guys probably bought their way in.
All right, this is a tough one here. This is the first really tough one for me. Louisville, Minnesota. I'm wide open on this.
Minnesota has more heart.
Yeah, and they're taller.
Minnesota it is. All right. And now we have Michigan State against Bradley.
Bradley!
Bradley, you didn't flush again, Bradley.
Bradley, are you wiping?
No, we got to choose Michigan State. Come on.
Of course. I'm just Michigan making fun State? Of Bradley.
All right. There we go. You know what? I just realized I don't have to write these down. You guys are doing
right.
It.
Yeah.
So I can actually focus on the broadcast. That's a note to young broadcasters out there. Gonzaga against Gonzaga. Now we go to the West.
100% Gonzaga.
Yeah, but yes, I like Gonzaga. That it says F. Dickinson.
Yeah, F. Dickinson.
Yeah, F.
Mrs.
That.
Dickinson.
Oh, you know who did
F.
that?
F. Angie Dickinson.
Bradley did that.
Bradley.
Bradley.
We're going with Gonzaga.
So yeah.
Moving along, Syracuse, Baylor. Ooh, that's a tough one.
We're in the West
ooh.
Now, for those of you playing at home.
We're in the West bracket now. The number 8 seed Syracuse against the number 9
I'm
Baylor.
I'm anti-Syracuse because they declined both of our college applications, Mike.
Mm.
Baylor. Yeah. And I got rejected from Syracuse, Newhouse School of Communication.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I guess Marv Albert was too. No, it was Bob Costas.
So I'm eating a sandwich.
We're saying a 9 is going to beat a 16?
Yeah. No, a 9 is going to beat an 8.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. My bad.
So it's Baylor. Marquette, Murray State. Got to go with Marquette.
I agree.
Great basketball heritage with that school. Florida State against Vermont.
It's tough for you, Mike. You wanted to move to Vermont at one point.
It's true.
Yeah, but you can't argue with greatness. Florida State.
Oh.
The Seminoles. The FSU Seminoles.
Are you leaning for the Florida or Florida State for little Michael?
Florida. It would be. I'd want him to be a Gator.
Hmm.
Yeah. But you know what? I just want them to be happy.
And for Robert, we're between a trade school and the military.
Trade school is great.
That's right.
HVAC. Love it.
Or, of course, Walmart.
Yes. They like to promote from within.
Here's the next game. Boy, we've got Buffalo against who won that game? St. John or Arizona State?
Arizona State won.
Oh, Arizona State.
AZ.
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 Arizona A-Z. State. Oscar A-Z. Spent some time in Arizona. Arizona State.
I agree.
That's a team that got on the plane that Southwest had to get to Baltimore for $1,200 a pop plus the flight of the cost of your fare.
Don't you know we got to get there? We got a game to play.
Next game is Texas Tech versus Northern Kentucky. Sorry, Northern Kentucky. It's got to be Texas Tech.
Hey, Haas.
Right. Nevada against Florida.
We love to gamble, Mike. We love Nevada.
Nevada. Let's go with Nevada. So that's I'll take one Florida school, and I won't take another.
Uh-huh.
Number two rated Michigan against Montana. Oh, you got to go with
Michigan by a mile on that
Michigan,
one.
Of baby.
Course, yes.
Do you want to do the South or do you want to do the left side first? Let's do the South.
South,
bracket.
South, please.
South bracket. Here we go. Virginia against G Webb. Is that a rapper?
It's a college for rappers.
Where's that? Do you know where that college is?
I've never heard of G Webb.
You've been looking at colleges. I was wondering.
That's not one of mine.
G Webb.
G Webb.
Now, J Webb, I would know.
Gardner Webb.
What is it?
Gardner Webb. I'm looking up where it is right now.
Yeah, check their website.
If it was J Webb, it would be Jack Webb.
Just the facts, man.
All right. Let's go with Virginia. They're the number one seed.
Yeah, please.
Ole Miss?
Well, hello there. Yes, sir. Welcome to Ole Miss. We've got a we're having
oh, you
a little
see,
Oscar.
Yeah. He called it Ole Miss.
Ole
Miss.
That's how I like Ole my
Miss.
Coffee.
We're having a little alumni reception. You might want to leave your friend in the car.
Ole Miss, Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay.
Wisconsin, Oregon. Wisconsin, the Badgers. Rudy Martsky, our good friend, a Badger. Lots of Badgers down here in
Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think Oregon
Wisconsin.
Is a little too laid back to win
and
that game.
Their colors are too bright. Sometimes you gotta like, oh man, I gotta adjust the brightness of my screen because they got the neon yellow.
And
neon
Mike,
green.
I think we have each peed in a Badger-themed bathroom because of Rudy Martsky. Yes,
yeah, because Rudy had a Badger bathroom. Now Kansas State, UC Irvine. Kansas State. Kansas is just gaga for the basketball.
Yeah, they live for it. Yeah.
I kind of base my picks that way. That's the way I do
Kansas
that.
It is.
I'm willing to be overruled.
And I, of course, choose it because of the Wizard of Oz.
Thank you. You're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy, you old queen. Then we have Villanova against St. Mary's.
Oh, great we got to go St. Mary, Mike.
Yeah, no, Villanova was the champion, weren't they?
You're a bad Catholic, then.
For your mom.
That might be a big... St. Mary. Okay, he got me. St. Mary, this is our first really big upset.
That's what they were mostly talking about on ESPN, is that you have to pick the all the games based on your mother.
Purdue, Old Dominion.
When are you coming back? Purdue.
I think it got to be Purdue.
Purdue's three against the 14.
Sorry, Old Dominion. Never, nuggets now, so.
Never pick a safety school.
ODU. That's right. Let's see. Old Dominion is a safety school.
That's my fallback school.
I'm in college.
All right.
When do I get my paper?
Cincinnati against Iowa. Come on.
Iowa with the upset.
Tennessee against my brother-in-law's school and my nephew's school and my niece's school. Mm-hmm. Colgate.
A gray toothpaste as well.
I think that is actually an upset we should pick is Colgate.
You do? Then I will go with Colgate. I will go with Colgate.
Can you
Colgate
imagine if we actually get these right and then...
Maybe. I'll have a story about that.
It'll be a viral video.
We'll be in all the papers.
We'll be on Good Morning America. Maybe the Today Show.
Me, you, and
North Carolina. All right, shut up. North Carolina versus Iona. North Carolina is the number one in the Midwest.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Utah State, Washington.
Man.
I think Utah State on that. Slight
Utah
favorite.
State is the number eight seed. Take them. Auburn against New Mexico State. Got to go with Auburn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Kansas against Northeastern. You got the brains against the basketball team, and you got to go with
Take
Kansas.
The basketball.
Yeah, Kansas.
Absolutely. Moving right along, Iowa State against Ohio State. This is the number six seed, Iowa State. Ohio State is ranked number 11. Which do you want to
Iowa State, about? Mike.
Iowa State. Iowa and Iowa State. Houston against Georgia State. Houston's
tough.
Number 314. Georgia's ranked 14.
I feel upset here bracket. Because I hate that city of Houston.
It's a tough sell for me because Houston is
It is a terrible city, but we'd be dumb not to bet on them.
Well, I am dumb.
Houston. We're going with Houston.
All right. But I don't Wofford, like it.
Wofford versus Seton Hall.
They had the Wofford team on the Today Show today. It's Craig's alma mater.
Craig Melvin's alma mater. We'll go with Wofford. Why not? And this is a no-brainer here. Kentucky against Abilene. Let's go with Kentucky.
There's our
first round.
Woo!
All right. Man. So now you got to give them to me because I'm not picking them.
All right. Let's go back to the East. We have Duke versus VCU.
Duke.
Duke.
I am sadly in agreement, but I like the fact that we have the VCU winning at least one game. We have Mississippi State versus Virginia Tech.
Vatech.
Yeah, I think Tech.
Do you mind playing a little music? I know you're doing 10 things. Thank you.
All right, very good.
Then we go to Maryland versus LSU.
Maryland!
Maryland, good.
Woo!
Minnesota, Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Hey, Michigan State. Gonzaga, Baylor.
Gonzaga.
All the way. Marquette and Florida State.
Ooh. Let's go Florida, Mike.
Florida State.
Florida State.
They're slight favorite there.
Damn it, I forgot to play Powerball.
Oh, now you won't win.
They didn't have a winner last night.
That's why, because you didn't buy a ticket.
It's going to be massive this coming Saturday. Massive. So that's what I'm going to buy. Hey,
did you know that the Powerball
is going to be Powerball? Yeah, okay.
All right, Arizona State,
Texas. Come on, focus.
Arizona State, Texas. Focus.
ASU.
Arizona State.
All right. And Nevada, Michigan.
Nevada?
Michigan. Nevada, gotta go with it. It's a higher ranking.
Higher ranking.
All right.
All right. And then let's go to the South. Virginia versus Oklahoma. Virginia's still the number one
seed. Yeah. Virginia. Cavaliers.
They don't care if they win or lose.
I don't care.
I'm the Cavaliers. Wisconsin, Kansas State.
What was that? You were laughing.
Wisconsin and Kansas State.
Wisconsin, Kansas State.
Kansas State, fourth seed. Wisconsin, fifth seed.
I'm willing to accept
Wisconsin.
I think Wisconsin too.
Go with the Badgers.
Badgers.
You got a nice listenership in Wisconsin, Mike.
Yes, we do. Madison,
contingency.
Mad City.
Purdue and St. Mary O'Mara's.
Purdue.
Oh, okay. And Iowa versus Colgate.
Iowa.
Sorry, Colgate. North Carolina versus Utah State.
North Carolina.
I agree with there. And then we have Auburn versus Kansas.
Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas. Iowa State, Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Houston.
Yeah.
All right. You outvoted again. Why must you praise that horrible city? Wofford and Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Moving on now to the Elite Eight in the East.
We're getting there. We got the Elite Eight coming. Listen to this. Write these down. You'll make a fortune.
Fortune.
Guaranteed money. Duke and Mississippi State.
Duke.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I misspoke. Duke Tech.
Duke.
Okay, Duke. Still Duke. Okay, sorry about that. Maryland and Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Yep.
We have Gonzaga, Florida State.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Freeman, ASU, and Michigan.
Oh, God. ASU.
Oh, no, no, no. Hold on. No. Hold on. No, no. Michigan. Michigan. You were going with your heart there.
I'm on the ASU or the Phoenix High still. Sorry.
Do you know that Jerry Lewis shot the Nutty Professor at ASU? True
he
fact.
Did?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Virginia versus Wisconsin.
What?
Virginia versus Wisconsin.
Virginia.
Virginia. Let's hope for the Cavaliers.
Okay, Purdue, Iowa.
Want to think maybe Iowa's got a shot to go through?
They're the 10th seed versus the 9th seed.
Cincinnati, and then they let's do it.
Let's go with Iowa. I agree.
Yeah, Iowa. We have North Carolina and Kansas.
North Carolina.
North Carolina, I'll go with that.
All right. And, Houston and Kentucky.
Kentucky.
All right. Goodbye, Houston.
Final four.
We are now up to our final four. Duke, Michigan State.
Duke.
All right. We have Gonzaga and Michigan.
Gonzaga.
All the way. Virginia. Ooh, this is a tough one for the South. Virginia, Iowa.
It's Virginia. It's got to be. Iowa's going to run out of steam.
Can I go with Iowa?
I was going to say Iowa, too.
Come on, let's just take a gamble. Let's do Iowa.
Yeah.
We're gambling in the wrong direction.
All right, we'll go with Virginia. I'm with him. He'll never let me forget if Virginia goes on. Virginia.
Yeah, I'll never let you forget when Iowa wins, though.
All right.
All right.
Way to go. Way to own Iowa. Way to go. Way to own Iowa, you hump.
You did it first. North Carolina, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Really? With the upset?
No, North Carolina.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We are now to our final matchup that will determine the national championship. Duke, Gonzaga.
It's got to be Duke. If Zion's playing, it's got to be Duke.
All right.
Duke.
I hope his shoes hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia, North Carolina.
May I add before we go there? They're all number one seeds. They all made it.
North Carolina.
The way we bucked the trend.
Yes.
We could have saved so much time if we just put the number one seed.
Maybe we'll be right.
And our final national championship, Duke, North Carolina.
How about Woo! North Carolina with the upset of Duke?
I think that's valid.
Let's do it.
Print it! That's
right,
your
there
final.
It is. Oh, my God. Take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more relevant things for the world.
Not very relevant.
And we got. Hey, bring Maddie Masiello in
for
next. I want to talk to her and see how her world's going. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Mike O'Mara. When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration, a place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist, an individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions, and the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Function of Beauty. Is your shampoo just not working? It's not working its magic for you? Is that happening? Function of Beauty addresses all of your hair concerns, not just one. Their shampoos and conditioners are can you turn down the music a little bit?
You bet.
Their shampoos and conditioners are formulated, customized, and individually filled just for you based on what you want and need. Carla loves them. The products are so personalized, your name's even on them. That's how I know not to touch them. Otherwise, I go, my shampoo, got Carla's name on it.
Don't touch, monster.
Function of Beauty has safe, natural ingredients, 100% vegan and cruelty-free, costs 40% less per ounce than the leading salon brands. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo with over 8,000 five-star customer reviews and counting. Our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. Just go to functionofbeauty.com/TMOS and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. That's functionofbeauty.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. functionofbeauty.com/TMOS. And now please welcome the latest addition to the band of revelers here at the Podcast Village Studios, Maddie Maciello.
She's so good.
Here's a question I have never asked you, okay? With that name, just how you don't look Italian.
I do not.
She looks Northern. She could be Northern Italian.
No, I'm half Irish, so that
even
comes
Northern,
through.
Even Northern Italian would be blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's weird. Maybe I'm adopted. Who knows?
Is your family with that wonderful, beautiful Italian name that I didn't know until late in the game?
Yes.
Is your family very Italian?
Yes, my whole dad's side is 100% Italian, or so they say.
Is that how they rigged the election in Buffalo?
Yeah, he had the mob vote and everything.
Will you please give our listeners a little background on that when you make your inside joke that nobody knows?
It's not very inside because we have discussed it, is that her father for many years was the mayor of the city
a
of
dozen
Buffalo.
Years.
Did you discuss that when I wasn't here?
Yes that's what
happened.
You
were hospitalized.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, Mike, when you cheated Dennis?
Oscar, when he's off camera, is like it's like he behaves worse. I don't know where he's hiding.
A marvelous mystery.
You were hospitalized.
You were in the hospital.
So tell me this story, because I don't know this.
What was your age range?
Start in the sports world first.
Oh, that's true. There's many great stories about... I like to call him Buddy, but what's his real name?
Tony
Maciello, of course.
Equally Italian. Yes. But yeah, so he was drafted after college for the Indiana Pacers, NBA. Yeah, and then he ended up getting cut and then turned to politics. So that's how that happened. He started as a city councilman in Buffalo and then was a New York State senator and then was the mayor of Buffalo.
How long was he the mayor of Buffalo?
12 years.
That's a big
long
gig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, was that when you were growing up?
He was mayor before I was even born, and then he retired when I was 8.
So you were conceived in the mansion.
God, yeah.
Wow.
That's
wild.
Is there a mayor's mansion in Buffalo?
No, or there's not.
That's what they called the house. Yeah.
Have you ever commiserated with James Tiberius Cerrito about the Buffalo connection?
I have a few times. When he was here for the Christmas party, mm-hmm. we talked about it a little bit.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so you were 8, so you were a little kid.
Yeah, I wasn't.
But you were old enough to remember that he was a pretty big deal. You think of a major American city's mayor as being an all-encompassing gig. I mean, that's not a small town.
No.
That's a big deal, and that had to be pretty intense.
You've met the Clintons, right?
Yeah. So they're pretty good friends, actually.
They're friends?
And OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Picture of your mom with OJ, right?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if this is repetitive because I wasn't here. As Oscar mentioned, I was hospitalized.
Hillary or Bill?
But he's closer with Hillary.
Wow.
And so the mayor thing, is he active in politics to this day?
He is. He's currently a lobbyist, so he does most of his work on the state level mm-hmm. back in New York and also locally in Buffalo.
Have you seen the show Billions, Mike, when Axelrod wanted to build a casino in New York State?
Right.
He made sure that it happened.
Right. Called Buddy Maciello.
Wow, that is
it's
so
Tony.
So cool.
Why do you call him Buddy?
Well, that's what we call him around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have any interest in politics yourself?
No. I mean, I observe myself and I have opinions and everything, but that's not something I would ever want to
But you
go
don't want to dive
myself.
In and
Absolutely
like go into
not.
Poli Sci
no,
or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No, thank
that's usually
you.
What happens with kids. If their parents really excel in one field, you're like, that's not
that's
my
true.
Thing.
Yeah,
well,
not at
that's
all.
Very, very
now,
cool.
Now, question. So, I didn't ask you this before. Since you were the first child of Buffalo.
First kid.
Until you were 8.
Famous.
What is one great perk that you remember being a kid? Because that was up until, you'd be in about third grade. So, you know, you could have memories of that point.
Right.
What do you remember that was a great perk of being the kid of the mayor?
I think I mentioned this last time, but I just remember the Christmas gift baskets. Mm. And that's really when you're 8 years old, that's all you really care about is this chocolate covered popcorn coming in. And you're like, this is amazing.
And And then we will make this brief because we're running so short on time today that this will be the Maddie's background segment. And then sure. I've got to do a deeper dive maybe tomorrow on the show where I want to get you in here. But here's my last question. Did you ever ask your father if during your infancy he used you as a political prop?
I have not, but I can text him right now.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Did you ever use me? It's just like, you know,
and if you
know
ask,
going out
mean,
to rallies.
It's like the baby in The Lion King holds me up at the rally.
Absolutely.
But it's like an Italian song instead.
I've got to feed this baby. Re-elect me.
Send him the popcorn with the chocolate on it.
Hi, and what's his first name?
Tony
Masiello, you must elect me because I am the right man for the job. Here she is, baby Maddie, with that. Well, that's
pretty
cool.
Chunky too, so it was good to look at.
Well, we want to get you back in because I got a million questions. Yeah. You know, and you're so much brighter than anybody else that comes in the studio. Thank you very much. Get out of here.
Okay.
Let's take a break. And I didn't know that. I know you guys had her in before. You know,
well, we have to cut the segment short because when Oscar's off camera, he's naughty.
Yeah, he's not behaving well. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
In the latter years of the 2000s, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
Welcome back to The
back
Mike
on
O'Mara
camera.
Show.
We're going to be okay now.
This segment of our program brought to you by Noom.
Nooms.
Sticking to a weight loss plan can be hard, especially with the mental obstacles that prevent progress. With Noom, you will lose the guilt and learn how to develop a new relationship with food and live a healthier lifestyle. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn better habits for a new, better you. They put weight loss in the palm of your hand. The Noom app is on your phone whenever and wherever you need it. Noom also gives you a live goal specialist. That's a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Food tracking made easy. 430 calories this morning for your boy. Just in case you're... That's a rather significant breakfast for me. That's what I had today. That was the... I believe the half cup of oatmeal, the quarter cup of raisins, the tablespoon of honey, and the 30 calories of almond milk.
How do you like your almond milk? Do you like that?
I do. I like almond milk better, almost better than regular milk. It's just really, you know, it's delightful. Noom is designed for results. Lose your old habits by signing up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight for good. All right. I've been meaning to talk to this. I wanted to get Oscar's opinion on this because I'm having a problem.
What?
The hearing aid experiment is over. Carla was able to talk to the people at the big box store. They never worked right for me. I didn't like them. This isn't because it wasn't a good product. Right. This is just for me. It was not the deal. Ultimately, when I got my little test, they said they wanted the behind the ear thing. I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm just not ready for that. Everybody
now, question,
I see with those things is about ready to jump in the casket.
Is it because
and I don't want to do that?
I have
that.
A question for you, Rush. The reason they wanted the behind the ear one, is it because it's more powerful?
I have no idea.
Is that
really
the ocular implant?
No, that would be a surgery.
Okay.
No. No, this is just, it's. I think it. The sound would resonate off the bone in the skull or something. Some weird. It was like, you know me. I don't listen to that stuff. So
hear that stuff.
But here's what makes that box store great. We take it back and we got the full. They were cool about it because this is a pretty. Listen, as far as companies go, and we joke all the time, and yeah, we promote a lot of companies on this show. But I will tell you, it's a pretty good model for a business It's easy to return stuff.
Not if you're a small
business,
though.
Not if you're a small business, but if you are a mega business.
You know what happens? They take that back, and then they send it back to the manufacturer and say, you owe us that money.
Yeah, I know they do, but it's great that they the consumer, pass that on to the consumer. That's
But you know who it's, Mike? It's bad news for Siemens.
It's bad news for him. He doesn't like
it.
Doesn't
we dealt
like
with them with Mangrates.
You own it. At Santana's.
With Mangrates.
Santana's.
With Mangrates years ago, we were working with Costco. Mm-hmm. And they, for our, at least our contract, they said, if people bring them back, you owe us those dollars. Like it wow. seemed like for perpetuity.
Wow.
So you're
okay.
Like, what am I going to do? That's a lot of risk.
I mean, it was, look, for me, mm-hmm. it was just not working. It was tinny. It was not something that they were a pain.
And now, remember, they gave it to you wrong the first time.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my question to you, and we don't have much time here, so I want to make sure
make
I get this out there.
Selling Jack Bauer.
There's not much time. We don't have enough time. We have to get it. And now I'm going to be designated.
No time.
Jack Bauer with hearing aids. I can't hear you.
That's not my time. All right, here we go. Listen to this.
Hey, listen.
Don't send me a letter. I was just making a
joke.
Hey, listen.
I was a disc jockey in the 80s. I'm surprised it doesn't happen every
day. He's been married three
day.
Times. Come on.
Here it is.
Yes.
So Carla at Christmas gets me, they call it AirPods.
Oh,
AirPods,
yeah.
The wireless,
Yeah.
Right?
Walked in with them today.
So I have, I've decided that really for my hearing.
Yes.
If I'm in a crowded restaurant, it's a little frustrating. But I can get by that. I don't care if I'm listening to somebody talking to me. It doesn't matter. But the TV, you know, my magic box, which I love so much, if I'm watching the television, that's where, especially with movies, the audio drops out. And I really need help. I have trouble watching television now. And it's so loud, it drives Carla nuts. So I buy a Bluetooth transmitter.
Yes.
For
the
my AirPods.
Man. Look at this
science.
Guy.
Now you're Mr. Wireless.
Yes.
You got me.
Mr. Wireless.
I use the same wireless headphones that you recommended to me, I think eight or nine years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And I use them to this day. But the AirPods, so I buy the AirPods and I hook up the audio of the TV to the AirPods. Here's the problem. I need the AirPods to be an assist to me. But Carla still needs to hear the TV, and I don't know what the hell to do. They have a thing called bypass, but it is a CF for me to get both of them. And then in the meantime, I've got another set of speakers that I use to play my my music on, and they sync. So I've got this the audio coming out of the two devices, but it's not coming out of my soundbar.
This is a classic problem in May-December households, Mike. You wouldn't be shocked by this. Articles have been written about it, where one guy can hear or one gal can hear.
So is Mike May?
Shut up, Rob. Thank you. That's it. I understand.
Winter has arrived.
Oh, tell me about it. We got snow on the ground.
Winter's coming. Winter has arrived.
Winter's growing.
Winter's arrived, and soon it will get just plain dark.
Dark! It's getting darker earlier.
I think the easiest
day life savings
way for you, but this is going to be tough. Does Carla like the volume loud or low?
She hates it loud. She turned down constant
this
battle.
This may work. And I'll do a little more research for you because I like solving these problems.
I got, by the way, I got two of them. I bought one at Best Buy because I couldn't wait because I'm a rube, and I got one online. So I got two of these transmitters, and they say there's a bypass feature. All I want to be able to do is do what I do with my wireless headphones where Carla listens to the TV and I listen to my headphones and it's happy, happy. And then our drill at night always is, all right, turn it down. And I turn it down and I keep them on. I stay up for about an hour or two later and she, she enjoys her 17
can
hours.
Can I ask a question so I can participate here?
Please.
So the sound bar is Bluetooth to your TV or is it hardwired somehow to your TV?
It can be both. It has.
How is
the TV
it now?
Has Bluetooth right now. It's
probably
hardwired.
Bluetooth.
I think it's hardwired to the TV.
Because the solution to me, and stop me if I'm wrong, would be hardwire the sound bar. That way, that's controlling
that's
the TV.
That's what I was going towards.
Can Bluetooth. Yeah. Then you've got two channels that are independent of each other.
I'll try. It's just, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
Maybe for me it's complicated,
and
but
I
if
saw
there are
something,
listeners out there that can help me, what?
I saw something that explains why movies are worse, because movies, when they are doing, when they're being-
sound, the mix.
The mix for a theater, they have usually now seven discrete channels, so that the dialogue, which is what you're not hearing, is supposed to be front and center. But when they put just a stereo mix for TV or a DVD, very rarely does a director do a new mix for a stereo mix. All that stuff is jumbled together. That's why your dialogue
dialogue is getting lost.
What about this? What about we run a, or Mike, we'll send you what you need.
Right.
We send you a cable from the TV to a headphone jack. And then either you can plug into the headphone jack.
Do all TVs have headphone jacks?
Yes, 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 yes. Even the one, the older ones that we have
today.
At home.
You know what?
And if
today,
not, then we'll certainly have a RCA.
I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do. Yeah. I got plenty of cables. I think I'm fine. I'm going to be today. I do the real deep dive. This is just a question of me. This is just like putting together a stereo
cabinet. But I'm giving you an option here. It'll be a family fun situation where you have one cable, like an RCA cable, go into the headphone jack. In the headphone jack, you can write Mike, Carla, little Michael. And then when little Michael, because he can walk around.
Oh, and do a guest one.
Oh, I'm sorry, and guest.
Right.
And then when people come over, let's say Linda, and then one for Linda, because she's there sometimes. So let's put Linda.
Linda.
And so you've got those, and then you can call, Michael, do you mind turning mommy's headphones up? And he goes, just like old school, like our parents would ask us to change the channel because there's no remote.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a nice exercise. And then, Michael, can you turn
so everybody's
Linda's
wearing,
headphones? Yeah, just
everyone's
like
wearing
studio.
Headphones now?
Yeah, you just have cables with
ladies
nice
and gentlemen,
studio style headphones.
Ladies beautiful. And gentlemen in our listening audience, this was a classic Mike O'Mara segment where the host of the program asked his two co-hosts to help him with a problem, and then, of course, he ends up just being mocked.
Oh, no,
let's
no.
take a break. I'm done.
All.
I'm done with that. I'll have it fixed by tomorrow. I'm going to put my brain on it,
yes.
and I will get just like I did with this fabulous new lighting in the studio. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Here she is.
Brie. American.
Jesus.
Gouda. Mild cheddar. Camembert. Provolone. Baby Bell. Parmesan. Mascarpone. Burrata. Feta. Ricotta. Gruyere. Asiago. Gorgonzola. Havarti. Monterey Jack. Stilton. Swiss. Fontina. Pecorino Romano. And Buffalo. Mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You really went with the cold-driven low baritone there when you did
I
the cheese.
I pushed it. And I tried my best.
Welcome back.
One does what one can with what God gives them.
A little creepy.
This segment of the program brought to you by him. It's one of my favorites. Fact.
Yes.
66% of men lose their hair. Gone. Just out
Where
of there.
Where is it? Gone.
By 35. And by the time you notice, too late.
Mm-hmm.
The solution, 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. All you do, you answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. If you don't like doctor's offices, this is the best. 4hims.com. Remember, easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. So act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. You're going to say something?
Remind me tomorrow, please, one of you. I have a nice story about Mr. Robert Ford, guest host, guest producer here on the program.
Yeah, did a nice job while you were gone.
He may or may not have curbed my car yesterday afternoon.
Tomorrow we will discuss that, and will he perhaps be around? Always nice to have a visit with him.
Oh, yeah, he'll be around.
Let's bring him
in. He loves to float in and visit.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't float.
News!
Remember, this is the story I've been waiting to tell you guys all day. I wanted to tell you almost at the beginning of the show. And it's the big story today. It's a matter of when, not if, your March Madness bracket is busted. There has never been a perfect one. And the chances of you doing it, you know, with this lottery talk right now, I thought this was interesting. 1 in 46 billion. There's somewhere between 1 in 46 billion and 1 in 9.2 billion. Quintillion.
Ooh.
You know what's great? That makes it so exciting that I hold in my hand
the winning bracket.
A perfect bracket.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And all you have to do is pick all the number one seeds.
All right, so listen to that. Between 1 in 46 billion and 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Let me give you context on this.
Okay.
There are roughly 7.5 quintillion grains of sand on Earth.
Oh, no.
Imagine being given one chance to pick a single specific grain of sand somewhere on the planet. It doesn't
get a good
seem
one.
Like it would be. Does it? Doesn't it not seem like it would be that difficult? It really does. I mean, I know it's hard, but the combinations.
It's based sort of in an old, I believe it was an Egyptian legend about a guy was offered a sum of money. He said, you could either give me this or you could put one coin on a chessboard. And then on the second one, double it. And every of the 64 squares on a chessboard, double the amount of money. And the king said, oh, well, let's do that. But it turned out that's the same. It's like in the quintillions, because when it starts doubling and redoubling and redoubling.
I thought it was reverse backgammon.
No, it's not reverse backgammon. Turn your tiles over. Oh, reset the board.
Yeah. So, but listen, that sand analogy that they gave was not an analogy. Your odds of doing that are 23% better. The sand. 23% better odds than completing a perfect bracket. But it's more complicated than that. The math assumes, and I'm sorry to get into the weeds here,
no, that's
but I thought
fine.
It was fascinating. Yeah. The math assumes each team has a 50-50 chance of winning.
Okay.
Obviously, that's not the case. You got teams that are the favorites and mm-hmm. all that. If you adjust the math to represent the historical probability of how teams in each round do based on their seeding, the odds of getting a perfect ballot are reduced to 1 in 46 billion, which I mentioned on the low end of things.
Okay.
That's a better stat, but it's still not perfect because the tournament doesn't follow a formula. And historically, roughly 20% of the 63 games are upsets.
Yes.
Where the winning team is at least two seeds worse than the losing team. I just thought that was interesting.
Well,
you know,
tomorrow, make sure you tune into the Mike O'Mara Show when we do our sand bracket.
welcome to Sports Talk 101. The NFL, MLB, NBA, and NHL have all been obsessed with tweaking their sports to make games shorter and more exciting. But Apple has a new idea, just eliminate whole games altogether. Listen to this. For about a year, they've been loosely developing a service that would curate sports highlights in real time. So that, in theory, you would see the best moments that are happening across all sports at any given moment. Sports Illustrated describes it as red zone for everything, referencing the NFL's channel that shows the most exciting scoring plays from every game, which is especially useful if you play fantasy football. For the record, nothing is imminent. Apple's research into this reportedly is in the first inning.
That would be a game changer.
It would.
Yeah.
If you could do it for every sport, and let's say the NFL, they buy the rights for the red zone.
Be very cool.
Oh, my God.
Well, can you imagine for something like the 32 games that they're going to be playing over the next 2 days for this college basketball, if they could condense that into like a two-hour program, how great would that be?
You would. This is what's fascinating. Mike, we get, or when the ESPN hosts that work on the shows here, they get access to a package. They can watch a full NFL football game within like 32 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes, because they give them all the highlights, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. It's a great way to watch a game if you're really just going to, want to zip it down.
I think it's going to be amazing if everybody has access to this.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it would be very, very cool. A new poll asked movie fans what their favorite 90s movies are. There was a top 20. What the hell is that? Oh, I'm sorry. Do you hear that in the background?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
Let me turn it up. Hold on.
Okay,
hello? Oh, no.
Sounds like a Swedish penis pump.
Mike doesn't have a Swedish penis.
French.
Hello. You're in the weeds, gentlemen.
How are you?
We should get you an on-air light for outside your house.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Hey, you know what? When you work at Hop. Anyway, they got 20 movies on this list of the 90s. I didn't realize... I whittled it down to the top 10. The 90s were kind of a bit of a golden age for some great movies. If you listen to these, there's some great movies on this list. Number 10, 1994, The Lion King. And I didn't realize they were all the 90s. I thought they might have been in the early 2000s.
That really is a good movie. The Lion King
number 9,
anime,
We Were in the Minority, but everybody loved this movie, Forrest Gump.
Too bad they didn't make the sequel.
1993, Schindler's List.
Great
that was
film.
Something, one of the most amazing movies I've
powerful.
Ever seen, and it made you sit in the theater. We sat in the theater for about 5 minutes afterwards just composing ourselves. It was that heavy. Number 7, The Great Pulp Fiction. That was an absolute,
still
the tour de force.
Do you remember how it was released so under the radar that we went to a Charlie Stossel screening of it, not knowing anything about it?
We didn't know it was
shot out of sequence.
Cool. Yeah, it was confusing.
It was
confusing when you first saw it.
But it was one of the greatest motion picture experiences of my life because I didn't know anything. It was pre-internet. I didn't know anything about it.
Remembering that John Travolta was in Look Who's Talking, and then he went away forever, and then it's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I thought it was. So cool. I thought it was gag casting when his name came up in the credits. I said, "What is this?"
You know, it's weird when you see these lists because with Toy Story in 1995, you know, I wonder sometimes if the whole thing was put out because Toy Story is coming. But that's number six.
All right.
Number five, Home Alone, 1990.
Classic.
I don't know.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
People love it. Number four, Titanic was 1997. Yeah. 1993.
Like this segment.
Yeah. Is there a movie there about getting your grass cut?
Señor Mike, that, nosotros llegamos el martes y el jueves. ¿Está bien?
I don't think I've ever been pissed. 1990 is Home Alone. Number four, 1997, Titanic. Number three, Jurassic Park, 1993. Mm. Number two, we talked about it this week. It's weird. Everything seems to be. Yeah. I don't know why this list was put out. 1990 was Pretty Woman. Mm. Not in the 80s. It was 1990. And 1994, the reason I put the list on this show today, number one, My Hit Parade, Shawshank Redemption, 1994.
And correct me if I'm wrong, sort of underwhelming box office performance. It really came to be when TNT started showing it a lot. People really came to know it after it was released, and a great film.
Absolutely. I love those movies. A lot of good ones on there. Was this really necessary? Scientists in the UK recently came up with a new hot sauce. Mm. And this hot sauce mimics the type of pain you feel from a venomous spider bite. It's called Venom Chili Sauce, and it costs about $9 a bottle. It's supposed to cause the same burning sensation that you get if you are bitten by a chevron tarantula.
Oh, my God.
Which is native to Trinidad. A study a while ago found its venom targets the same pain receptors as hot peppers, so that's why they picked that specific spider. They originally wanted to use actual venom in the hot sauce, but the testing to make sure it was safe cost too much.
Hey, so why not put it on poutine?
So they had to settle for a synthetic version. Unfortunately, it's already sold out. Of course it is. Online for now. Hot sauce!
Hot sauce!
I had something close to venom when I was in Phoenix, and I was having dinner with my little my brother, my sister's little brother. He's like 20 years old.
Okay.
And his wife, and I don't know what got over me. It's probably just trying to show off, where we were going through the hot sauces at the wing place, and he's like, "I'll get this." I was like, "I'll get this, and I'll get this." So we kept on one-upping each other.
Can you handle hot sauces? Can you handle heat in food?
I can, and I misjudged him, because in Phoenix, hot is different than it is in the DC area.
Yes,
right.
With sauces and women.
Yes, both, 100%. And I had the hot. I had one step
just
higher,
a quiet one
on the depth chart as far as heat is concerned, and I could only eat one wing because I was sweating the rest of the dinner. That was it.
Yeah,
you know that what we call good looking people down here in Cocoonville.
What's that?
Guess.
Good night.
It's National Fragrance Day, and do you know that what that means? Honestly, we're not sure. Literally, everything has to have its own day now. Anyway, we came across a fun survey to go with it. 2,000 people were asked to name their favorite smell and also the number one smell they hate. You know the standard ones they hate: body odor, farts, the whole thing. This is the top 10 favorite smells: fresh cut grass.
Oh, you're having it right now.
Yeah. Coffee.
Coffee's good.
Bacon.
Eh.
Clean laundry.
Nah.
Nothing?
Well, it's not very common in my house.
Cake.
Oh, I love cake. The smell of
it? The smell of cake.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, man.
Cake. Fresh air.
Ooh.
Oh, as a Mainer, let me tell you.
Different,
like it.
Different game up there with fresh air in Maine. It's crazy.
Fried food. I don't mind fried food. I don't mind fried food.
I get sleepy.
The ocean.
That's a good one.
Get a little
That's a good one.
Ocean.
Vanilla.
Yes.
Vanilla is nice.
It's a great smell. It's a great radio show. And Christmas trees. I love Christmas trees.
Oh, no. No, I'm worried about house fires.
A
few that missed the top 10, chocolate, barbecue, and baby powder. There you go.
You know
that's
what
the
scent
value
I like?
That I'm
Am I weird? Around. I like gasoline. I like the smell of gasoline.
That was actually mentioned during the story because some people hate it and some people
gasoline
love it.
Gasoline I like as well.
I like the smell of gasoline.
And not when I'm gasoline. Moving it, just like when it's there.
Yeah. I like it.
I like huffing. I enjoy huffing.
Well, it always makes me think of my days as an arsonist.
Yeah, it helps me on the golf course. And a lot of times I'll say, "Why is there silver spray paint around your nose, Mike?" I said, "Yeah, just tee it up. And now a little something.
What paint?
Think of Mad Max.
God. So many times, really, on the first tee.
I know.
I'll look over at one of my playing partners just staring at me. And I'll go, "Why?" A 37-year-old guy near Minneapolis. This is our little something for the day.
Yes, of course.
He still lives with his parents. Well, he got kicked out on Monday because he wouldn't stop drinking. His mom arranged to have him stay with a friend instead and wanted to drive him there, but he wouldn't get in her SUV. Instead, he laid down in the driveway. This story has so many between the lines moments. She arranged for him to stay with a friend. Nice friend she was for that.
Yeah.
So he lies down in the driveway. He dared her to run him over. So she did.
Oh, mom.
And she didn't run him over with like a Mini Cooper. Her two-ton Ford Explorer crushed his pelvis, and he ended up needing surgery, but he's listed in fair condition. The mom is 58-year-old Cynthia Grund,
and
she's facing charges for second-degree assault and reckless driving, and believe it or not, she is not the craziest person in her family, and neither is the son. It turns out Cynthia is the sister of a woman named Lois Rice, who's currently facing murder charges in Florida for killing her husband and also for killing some woman who looked like her and stealing her identity.
Wow.
The good news is Thanksgiving's only 8 months away. Come on over, family. Hey, his pelvis is healed. Pass the biscuits.
I bet she likes the smell of paint.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. I walk 4 to 7 miles of barbed
wire. Rob and Joe here. Joe, big year for you. You are getting married.
That's right. Love of my life.
You need some advice?
I may, but from you?
Look, hear me out. All you got to do is never stop dating her. Love her. Give her attention. Never take her for granted. And remember, she's the best thing in your life, and always work hard for her.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah, you're right. Just fake your death. Start a new life. Rob and Joe Show. A new episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Fake your death. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Let's talk classical music.
Yes!
Brahms, Beethoven, and Bach. Ah, Bach. I also enjoy Frédéric Chopin.
Yes. Ooh.
Yes, or Chopin.
Hmm.
C-H-O-P-I-N.
Chopin.
Chopin.
Yeah,
Chopin. Chopin Wood. I prefer to pronounce his name Chop-In. I'm reading ahead, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'm writing your copy for you. I'm sorry. That's I apologize. Fine. Let's start at the beginning.
Yes. Why not?
I'm going to read it just
I'll
the way
the
Rob wrote it.
Start the record again. Here we go, folks. We're coming back
but
from
you
commercial.
Really should have classical music like you were playing when we went to commercial.
No, that was the music in the Rob and Joe thing.
All right. Let's talk classical music.
Yeah, like classic George Thorogood.
Yeah, Beethoven and Bach. Ah, Bach. I also enjoy Frédéric Chopin. See, I pronounced it correctly because I knew the pronunciation.
I know. And I it'll still work, I think.
Some people say Chopin. I prefer to pronounce his name Chopin. You know, like the TMOS Chopin Center. Jesus Christ.
This is great.
It's the best place for all your chopping. I mean shopping. Isn't that right, Oscar?
Yeah.
Right? Right. Look at it. Do you see how much he enjoys this?
This is fun.
I like that Oscar was right on cue.
Chopping.
The TMOS Shopping Center is right at our website and gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Get ready for March Madness, spring cleaning, outdoor fun, and indoor monkey shines. Our shopping center has everything you need. This is internet shopping at its finest. Do the thing. Open the audio board. Here's Rob.
When I opened this audio file yesterday, it was on the YouTube. Pony and I looked at each other and said, "Mike's gonna like this." This is Canada. This is something from Canada. When you're
Love
driving down the street and you see not one but two Canadian Lynx, I guess the.
I thought you were going to say, when you're driving down the street and you hear something leak, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Now, I think in the years we've worked together, I think you may have played some Lynx before. If I'm not mistaken, Lynx, which are like bobcats, have phenomenal sounds,
well,
right?
Well, this is crazy. They sound, the more you listen, they sound more human. They're maybe 12 inches from each other, eye
Terrifying.
To eye, yelling at each other.
Mm.
Here are Canadian Lynx.
Must have been windy.
It was.
That's wild.
Oh, Jesus.
human, right?
Wouldn't that? This human. Is the way my mind works when we're doing this show. Yeah. To get like giant loudspeakers if you had a neighbor and just put, imagine popping that out
yeah.
there.
Oh my God. I'd move.
Is this now? Does this video appear to be way out in the wild, or does it appear to
well,
be like
it's you know they're in a tree lined area, but it is a 2-lane highway, so okay. I mean it can't be all that right. far out. So and they're beautiful animals.
It's time to move.
But it kind of sounds like my wife yelling at her sister. So I don't know. Bad day yesterday for Ariana Grande.
Oh,
really?
Because I thought when I first heard her song, it's called Seven Rings. I thought she purposely wanted to make it sound like the song My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. It's that right. close. Well, she didn't. She claims she wrote it, and the estate of Rodgers and Hammerstein said, hey, Ariana, we already wrote that song. So she lost 90% ownership of her new hit single. How close is it to My Favorite Things? Check this out.
Raindrops on roses.
This is, of course, the original.
Whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Here's Ariana. Ariana.
Mr. Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles,
cream colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
Same song.
Dishes and diamonds, ATM machines.
These are a few of my favorite things.
You can intercut them and they're in the same key.
How does no one at the label say, hey?
I'm dumbstruck by that.
Isn't that amazing?
I cannot believe that would get through to that level.
Whoever, a producer or an executive, would have caught that and made a better deal than 90%.
You're right.
I mean, there might be a better known song. It might be Happy Birthday. I'm not sure. I mean, really?
Just wow.
That's amazing.
But you know, artists sometimes miss out. The Rolling Stones had a song that turned out that was melodically identical to a Katie Lang song, mm-hmm. and they were ready to release it, and Keith Richards' daughter said, hey, that's Constant Craving.
Yeah.
And they said, oh. So they had to call her and make a deal before they dropped the album. Because sometimes they just don't know.
Prince but I can't similar... believe Ariana Grande would do this because she's known for her good
You could run that
making.
Through some... you win. You
okay,
win.
Let's move on. That, Maddie, that's called the button right
yes.
there. Okay. I think two TV stations in DC have choppers, have two. Helicopters, and they don't use them for the right things.
I had that bitch back when I lived in DC, right? We don't get the LA stuff, right?
Let's go to LA when they're following a car chase that ends with a man getting out of his car and breakdancing. Not only do we see it, we get the commentary. Channel 4, this is what you should be doing.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Suspect doing some breakdancing here in the middle of the roadway, and he is definitely playing games with officers now, putting on quite a show for the CHP helicopter, which has now arrived on scene as well. So we've got several CHP units ready to take this guy into custody. He is definitely acting very erratically now, lifting up his shirt. I don't think they're actually asking him to do that. Those hands need to be up in the air. He needs to slow down and start taking a step back.
I like it. He says he's lifting up his shirt. I don't think the police asked him to do that.
Haven't you always felt in D.C. that in L.A.,
yeah.
the show business folk control the world?
Yeah.
In D.C., the police departments control
oh,
the world.
Yeah.
No,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
100%. I mean, they're only like, come to Washington, D.C. if you want to see 743 different police departments.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or an
park
interview
police,
with the park
Capitol police.
Police,
Secret yeah. Service, Fairfax, Lee, all the counties.
And
it's
don't forget
amazing.
Who the spokesman for the park police is.
Who's that?
Mike LaTorres.
It's that is his name.
That's his name.
It's true.
He's all
true
he's him. Around always.
All over WTOP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is he still doing it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw him
strong,
most recently
Mike,
at Christmas
strong.
Time. Yeah, he's doing great.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So let's close with this. Nice guy. Let's close with this. Yeah. You know the Tesla has that self parallel parking
seen
feature?
I know the guy you're talking about. I've seen him. I've seen him in the hood. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's
I'm sorry,
fine.
I had to.
It's
I'm an
80s
guy.
Okay, so.
I'm an 80s guy.
I'm an
80s.
Hey, man.
I'm an 80s.
That's going to be my new excuse du jour. You know?
80s.
You hit that right on the button, Rob.
80s.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, a guy didn't really tell his mom and his grandmother that the car could park itself.
Okay.
So, when he gets the Tesla to parallel park and he hits the button, I like the way these two older women react to it.
Wow. It could get in that little space.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to hit that car.
No, it's not, Mom.
Oh, look at that, Grammy.
I'm looking.
I don't believe he's going to get in that little small space.
And he's got plenty of space there.
Oh, shucks now. Hush your mouth and go slap somebody. But please don't slap me.
Mike, hush your mouth and go slap somebody, but don't slap me. That's amazing technology, and that's your magic audio vault. Oh, have a good Thursday, everybody.
Oh, wow. Was that your last one, or did
that
I
was,
jump
that's
in too
exactly
early?
Right.
Okay,
that's
I figured that would be your last one. Tomorrow on the show, the Rofo curb hitting caper.
The Chronicles.
And the Rofo Chronicles, and part two, Mike Talks to Maddie.
Yeah.
Our interview with one and only Maddie Masiello. Daughter of Mr. Mayor. That's it. Thanks for joining
us.
Hey, keep those calls coming for the Yak Shack, 888-920-6673. Call us in the middle of the night if you're an insomniac, you want to say something we said pissed you off, let us know. We want them all, mm-hmm. and we'll go through them. We'll play them on the show.
Like, that's a little Dean Martin when you close it. Keep those calls coming.
Keep those calls coming. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued support of the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody!
So long!
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Get out. And don't come back until you've redeemed yourselves.
Goodbye.